Now, tomorrow, starting to warm up a bit, and of course, it won't be long, even though spring's been a bit cool, won't be long before she's hot, and that means fire season. So we should be preparing and ready to act during the fire season. Paul Tangy from the CFA joins us now for a fairly regular update, and obviously going forward even more so. Paul, good morning. Welcome again to the show.
G'day. How are you both going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So really getting to that time now. I was saying earlier in the show, just even walking around my area, you know, there's some areas now, paddocks, grass up to sort of waist high, and the growth spurt's really on, isn't it?
Exactly, that's right. And we're waiting for the crunch test to take effect. And by that, what I mean is you walk along, you hear the leaves, you hear the grass, you hear things crunch underfoot, and you know that it's not going to be that long until it's summer and fire restrictions and things are drying. It just depends on how much more rain that we get in the spring forecast that the Bureau of Meteorology was looking at. But, you know, we are well on the way to summertime. It's only about another month till summer actually starts. We see fire restrictions started in Mildura and Swan Hill local government areas yesterday. So it means that they'll gradually filter down through the state. Now, of course, no dates have been set as yet for any of the other municipalities around central Victoria. But as soon as that happens, I'll be in touch and let everybody know what's happening.
What's fascinating for me is you say about that crunch period, and then in January, February, there's a further crunch period, isn't it, where it goes to that just dry as a bone. And that's the time that we have to be really prepared. But we've got time to prepare. That's always the message, isn't it? Just start now and then you'll be ready when the time comes.
You're spot on, Steve, and I'm glad you've learnt something from me over time. It's never too early to prepare, and it's never too late to continue your preparation. And when I say preparation, I'm talking about things like keeping the grass at a level lower than about 10 centimetres, making sure that you've cleaned out the gutters, making sure that you've trimmed back the tree or the shrubs that are nearby to your house that may just cause a fire to spread should one start. Just making sure that you removed any flammable items from around the house. And that could be the can of petrol that you use for the lawnmower or the whippersnipper, or, you know, once you've finished using the open fire for heating, make sure that the firewood pile has been moved away from the house. Just little things like that may contribute to a fire should one start.
I know we talk about it most years, Paul, but generally speaking, those in areas that could be affected, are they doing the right thing? Are most people pretty, you know, they're copping on what they need to do?
Yeah, most people get the idea. And I mean, especially those that live in rural and high-risk fire areas, most people are well aware of their risk. It's, I guess, a matter of just reminding, making sure that people are aware, because, you know, it's only few days ago, a week ago, that we had the heavy rains, that we were having the cold weather where we were still using heaters. And that may happen again in another week or fortnight's time. You know, nobody can 100% foretell what the weather forecast will be. But we need to make sure that we're on top of it. In addition to doing those things, it's making sure that you've practiced your fire plan, pulled that plan out that you had last year, double-checked what you were going to do in the event of an emergency, and your circumstances may have changed. You may have moved house. You may have extra members in your household or people living with you that need assistance. You may have pets. You may have had pets and have got different pets now. So just making sure that you've updated, reviewed, checked that fire plan of what you are going to do in the event of an emergency.
Yep, makes perfect sense. Paul, as always, good to chat. Make sure, folks, you get in. It's crunchy now. A month or two, it's going to be as dry as a dead dingo's donger. So we want you to do the right thing. Paul Tangy, CFA, thanks for talking to us.
No, thank you. And I'll be in touch when the restrictions have been announced.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot. Paul Tangy, CFA.